Welcome to The One About Careers with Devin
and Sarah Jane.
A career podcast for adults involved with teens navigating life after high school.
We help you help your teens make informed education and career decisions by providing quality information and resources.
Join us for weekly bite-sized conversations covering various aspects of careers, including insights from professionals in different fields.
New episodes available every week at theoneaboutcareers.com. Welcome back to The One About Careers. And this week we are chatting about one of Devin's hot buttons. And this is post-secondary education and specifically university. So Devin, I'm going to start with, why is this a hot button for you? And is it that a hot good button or is that a hot not button?
It's a hot not button. So I'm going to try to encapsulate. Let me tell you a little story. Let's pull up our hot chocolates and our armchairs here. So a few weeks ago, I went to an information session for my daughter, who at the time of recording this is in grade 6, going into grade 7. And out here in Prince Edward Island, kids finish elementary school in grade 7 and they go into junior high. In grade 6, and they go into junior high in grade 7, which you'll find different versions of this throughout the country. So we go to this session and it's on late French immersion. Her teacher suggested it might be a good idea for her. We went to go check it out and super interesting. She's all in, she's pretty excited about it. And at one point I really had to bite my tongue because the teachers were talking about the progression of how this works. So she will start grade 7 with 75% of her instruction in French to get her acclimatized to French. And then over the years, they kind of wean her down. And by the time they get into high school, so grade 10, 11, 12, it's 25% instruction in French. And the reasoning they give is that then kids can prepare for, end of quote, English university. So I'm sitting in a room full of parents and kids who are, the kids are all in grade 6. And we've already dropped the word, you need to prepare for university on kids in grade 6. And that is why this is a hot button in a bad way for me, because that conversation starts so early and the pressure starts so early and we don't even think twice about it until they're in grade 11 or grade 12 and their parents call me and go, my high functioning kid is freaking out because they have no idea what to do after high school. They're on anxiety medication. I don't know how to help them. Please, can we do something? And they don't realize this started 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. And is university the only option after high school?
No. Not even a little. Listen to you.
Yeah. Okay, so your main issue with it is that it's presented as the option and it's presented as the only option often.
Yes. From a very early age. Yeah.
And is presented as the only option from a very early age.
I forget what it was years ago, and I wish I had some kind of report, some kind of something. And I was in an interesting seminar with somebody who had done this massive study, and I can link to the study, although it's old at this point, around, you've probably heard of it. It was People Who Need Jobs and Jobs Who Need People.
Yeah, that is
Rick Miner, Dr. Rick Miner.
Yeah.
And it was Rick doing this session, and he had a really interesting perspective where he said, do you know how many jobs actually require university, like actually require you to have gone through university? And I forget what the stat was, but it was ridiculously small. Like it was like 9% of jobs or something like that require university. The rest, totally flexible or require other types of education. And I remember just being so floored, and I really, really wish I had a documented stat of what that. I want somebody to tell me what that said. Maybe I'll go find it myself. I'll do enough studies. I'll do it myself.
I'm asking ChatGPT when we get off this.
But yeah, that was the interesting thing where it was like, yes, your doctors, your teachers, your lawyers, architects, engineers, all of those people require university education. But a lot of people who work in various business functions, all of the skilled trades, any number of other types of careers where You don't have to have a particular like designation that requires certain, they're not regulated professions. There's a lot of wiggle room there. And so it really comes down to what actually is the requirement for you to work in a career, and what is it that will prepare you best for doing as good a work as you can and laying a foundation that you can build from, because what you do after high school will not be the last education you do forever. And we
Right.
never present it that way to kids. We don't talk about it that way with kids.
So part of it, I think the piece that I'm like, it's understanding why, the why you're going. And sometimes I think people think they're going to earn more money. And maybe they will. Like the ones that you've named off there. Yeah. Without a doubt, someone who works as a pharmacist generally earns more money than, I'll say, a taxi driver or an Uber driver, right? I'm going to go to two
Absolutely.
extremes here.
Absolutely.
And I'd argue that that makes sense based on the responsibilities of the actual work. But not all, you know. Having an English degree or a degree in Latin is going to necessarily get you a higher paying job. It may step into, like, it might be a stepping stone. And so I think that's part of the why. Why are you going? What do you think you're going to get out of it? Just to be clear about this piece. Are there people that you think actually university is a really good idea for?
I always say to people, there's two reasons to go to right to post-secondary after high school. One is you actually have done the research. You've talked to people who work in the careers you want to get into. You may have job shadowed somebody. You've looked at different levels of schooling and different types of careers associated with what you want to do. And you're like, yeah, that is definitely the one I want to do. And that university program gets you there. Great. The other type of person is one that we don't talk about ever. And I think it ties to one of the faulty thinking pieces around university. It's the person who is so deeply interested in something, they want to know everything about it. And so often we think of all post-secondary education this way, but university in particular is under this weird microscope to be job training. We expect everybody to come out of university and they're going to be job ready, which is so interesting because that's not the origins of universities, that's not what it was about ever. So the person who maybe you are interested in art history, you're interested in literature, you're interested in philosophy, not exactly employable fields in terms of like, yes, you get your BA and you're going to make a ton of money. That's not necessarily how that works. But if you are so deeply interested in those subjects that you want to do that dive right in, you're so nerdy about it and you want to know everything, you want to study it. It's 1,000,000% worth going for it because what you get out of really anything has a lot to do with what you put into it.
Right. I think that, you've touched on something that I'm not even sure I knew when I was in university. I think it wasn't until after university that I understood, because for my dad, it was so important that I went to university. And I didn't realize how important it was till I graduated. And on graduation day, the pride and the sense, it was jaw-dropping to me, and so much so that I was like, oh shit, I should have like done a better job. And like I was really, I'm like, oh
Aw.
dear, this was really important to him. And I kind of like
Aw.
eh, part way through, like I was blown away. And it's because part of the origins of university, as you were saying, you sort of alluded to, was actually about getting an education. It had nothing to do with jobs. It's a very elitist idea, frankly. It's a very privileged idea, and only the privileged went. And so it's, we need to be mindful of those things. And I love that you brought up that piece. And I will say, frankly, for me, it was amazing because I didn't follow all of the paths I followed. I changed partway through. And I started to really very quickly I bombed like my first semester, huge. I got on academic probation quicker than you could say, what are you doing here? I dropped from a 4-year to a 3-year. I dropped from a double major to a single major. I accessed every bit of genius I could and listened, really listened. And it was in the days when you could very much pick your schedule. And I wasn't picking around class times, I was picking around teachers and subjects that interested me. And I'll tell you, Devin, I got such an amazing education because I was able to do that. And my marks went like way up because I stopped from the read and regurgitate to actually thinking and actually exploring things that just lit me up and ideas that I had never heard of. Like intelligence wasn't simply about academic intelligence, that there were, in fact, lots of other intelligences. And this was long before the education system was talking about other intelligences. And it just lit me up, like jaw-dropping, and like professors who were so passionate. So for me, it was awesome. And it was a great, that piece of paper has absolutely been one of the best stepping stones in terms of getting to places I wanted to go. And frankly, it was also a stepping stone to eliminate a path. By being in it, I learned, oh, I wasn't who I thought I was, and I needed to change direction. And so that was a gift as well, assessing sometimes the elimination is a beautiful gift. So of course we could talk on and on and on and on about university. And depending on when you l listen to this, we might actually do a morning piece on virtual workshop to do with everything you need to know about university and the transition to university for those who are seriously considering it. Our next topic is going to be college.
Yep, keeping up with the post-secondary train.
Woohoo! All right, we'll stay tuned for our next episode of The One About Careers.
Thanks for listening to the One About Careers podcast.
You can catch up with past episodes at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Join us next week for another bite-sized conversation.